Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and we're very happy to have the opportunity to once again communicate with you and to share our perspective on reality with you. The first question at hand is regarding the predictions of the October 14th viewing, mass viewing of an extraterrestrial object, in other words, your UFOs. And before we answer that, we want to share a little background information about who some of the participants are here observing events and participating in events. Those who are of the highest frequency, who are here for the upliftment and betterment of mankind and of themselves, because although you're down here in the third dimension, you're also teaching the rest of us, all right? We're learning by example of what you are experiencing, what you are transmuting, what you are mastering down here. And that's why this is such a special planet. And this journey that you're on is so special because, one, it's never been done before. And two, as you do it, as you achieve this polarity integration, if you will, or if you want to call it, finding the middle ground of blending the light and the dark, finding that they are both two sides of the same coin, tapping into unconditional love and non-judgment. As you do this, you are going to holographically alter the rest of the universe. So everyone has a big stake in this. Now, there are some who are fearing that this change will annihilate them, all right? They are forgetting that they are part of the whole. From their limited perspective, they can't see it. So they are trying to control and manipulate events. And this is part of the duality, all right? You have those who are striving the other extreme to enlighten themselves, and then those who are fighting for their maintenance of their way of life. So those who are in support of you understand that this is a free will zone, and the only way you're going to learn the lessons and to evolve spiritually and to grow is to work things through on your own. We have a perspective, but it's a ninth dimensional perspective. It is not the third dimensional one. The only way to gain a third dimensional perspective is to incarnate into that dimension. All right. So while we can see things going on in your reality, it's through our filter of the ninth dimension. And this is important for you to understand, because while other beings have suggestions and opinions on what you can do to better yourselves and to uplift yourselves, it's just that. It's a perspective. You are the ones who have to judge what works and what doesn't work based on your frequency. How does it feel in your body? Is it effective? So, you know, you really are the ones who are the players in the game, who have all the answers, and you're going to share them. You're writing the books for the rest of us, all right? So, as you are growing, we understand that it's important for you to do so on your own. So, you have free will here. This is a free will zone, which means that you create a blueprint of what you want your life to be like, and then you get to incarnate into the lifetime, and then if you don't like how things are working in this reality as you go, you can rewrite the contracts. You are not locked into an experience. There are other sectors of the galaxy in which you incarnate into that system. You created your blueprint, and you experience it exactly as you've written it, but you are living here in a free will zone. And it's important for your growth that we don't interfere. All right? So that's why we are not coming down. That's why you're having to come up to us. You are having to raise your frequency to a space that's either, one, high enough that you can communicate with us, such as channeling or viewing us, or two, which will eventually come, that you're shifting your physical state. All right? One is you're altering your state of consciousness, and in the second version, you are altering your physicality. So when you ask, when are we coming down? We're not coming down. We say to you, when are you coming up? All right? So when we look at the October 14th event and who is participating in this kind of activity, it is not something that those of the lighter side would partake in. So one, we don't really see it coming to pass. All right, it's very doubtful from our perspective that it will happen. And if it does happen, it is a manipulated event. In other words, those of the darker side, if you will, are manipulating things to generate a lot of fear, to generate a lot of control. And, you know, that in and of itself serves its purpose, because there are lots of you who are still sleeping. And it takes a big jolt, like the drop in your economy, to wake you up. So we don't judge the actions of the dark, and it's important that you don't either. But what is important is that you realize the game that's being played, and that they are a mirror, because they cannot do anything without you being a willing participant. All right? And if they are doing it, that means that you have something as a collective consciousness that they are reflecting back to you in your energetic field. All right? If you still have a victim consciousness, they are still going to be the perpetrator. So it's important not to feel violated or manipulated, and to see these beings who are playing the darker roles as beings who are of service in the grand game. They're of service, reflecting back to you your fears in mass consciousness. They are playing the darkest dark, and then you are playing the lightest of light, or eventually will here. And so you have these vast extremes, so that you can work through this duality. You're going as far down into the depths of duality as you can go, so that you can come back up. This is not a game of ascension. This is a game of descension and reascension. When you incarnate, you do not start at the very bottom and work your way up. You start at the top and work your way down, and you thought that it would be a really fun game if you decided to see how far down you could all go. How low could we go before we were capable of coming back out of it? All right, and that's the game that you're playing. So no matter what transpires on the 14th, whether things are viewable or not viewable, it's important that you don't hold fear, all right, that you aren't so focused on an event that it generates fear. You know, what will happen if mass consciousness sees these extraterrestrials? All right, are people going to freak out? All right, you may think it wouldn't affect you, but we'll tell you, we don't display ourselves before you're ready, because what happens when you view us in your physical reality is that it shatters your sense of reality, and there's no putting the genie back in the bottle there. So that's why we wait until you're at a point where your frequency is high enough that you can see us. Right, because otherwise it's shocking and jolting, and it is not always in your best interest to see us in that way, at least not as a collective. It's a little easier to gauge on an individual level, but as you see us in large numbers and they all say, oh look, there's the ship, it can create a lot of panic. You know, you've had a lot of people who have seen ships before, all right? But these were beings who were ready, their frequency was high enough, and so it didn't generate a lot of panic in mass consciousness. All right, but when you have a planned event like this, it can trigger this kind of response. And so that's why we are a little mindful, concerned, and wary of just who would be making themselves known. All right, so that's it in a nutshell, dears. We hope you all find that helpful. If you want to start to see things in your physical reality, then start asking for it, because asking is the big component. When you start to ask for it, we know that you're ready, and we can help you. Because if you don't ask, then we don't want to interfere, because you have free will. So here we are back on the free will train. All right? So we'll be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes, dears.